The Warriors hosting the Detroit Pistons in a Sunday evening matchup at Oracle Arena while closing out a three-game homestand and looking to keep building on some early season momentum before hitting the road. And Stephen Curry driving the action, 11 of 17 from the field with 27 points, 8 assists, and 6 boards. Kevin Durant staying on the attack throughout, finishing with 28 points to go with 6 rebounds, while Klay Thompson had a game-high 29 points, hitting 4 threes on the evening, as Draymond Green grabbed 13 rebounds. But Detroit battles in late going, with the Pistons having established a solid lead. KD heading the charge to get the Warriors the lead back. But in the end, Detroit's 33 points off of Warriors turnovers, just too much to overcome as the Pistons take it. 115-107 the final. Here's Coach Kerr in the postgame.
Coach, I guess the theme of tonight's game was the turnovers that pretty much did it for you guys tonight?
Some defensive lack of intensity defensively, but yeah, 26 turnovers pretty much tells the story. We've had 16 or more in every single one of our games this year, so at some point the ball just has to matter. The game has to matter enough for us to win. Teams are coming after us every single night, and we know that. We're getting everybody's best shot, and if you don't match that type of energy and play with some intelligence and some discipline, you're not going to win.
I remember last season you guys went through a stretch where turnovers were a problem, and you attributed it to guys just being too unselfish, like wanting to make the extra play. Is that still the case?
No, this has nothing to do with trying to be too unselfish. This has to do with a complete lack of focus. Fundamentals. We're throwing the ball all over the place. Even some passes are just hitting guys in the shoes, even when they're not turnovers. So it's focus and execution. And I'll watch the tape. I thought Avery Bradley did a great job pressuring the ball, and that was a factor. But I didn't feel like most of the turnovers were because of their pressure. It just felt like more of them were just us throwing the ball around.
A lot of good teams are struggling right now, and nobody had a long preseason time to work. Can any of this be attributable to just not enough time to work in the preseason?
If everybody was, had a week shorter in preseason, then everybody's in the same boat. So I don't. You can present that as your theory, and maybe you're right, but it doesn't matter to us. For us, it's got to be about the season's here. We're 7 games in, and we must be leading the league in turnovers. We got to be. If we're not first, we got to be in the top few. And again, it just has to matter enough. And right now, it just doesn't seem to matter. Our guys are lacking in energy and focus and discipline, and obviously that's coaching. And so I have to find a way to get the right combination of guys out there and execute the right stuff. Maybe we're running too many different plays. I don't know, but I got to do a better job.
Do you think there's maybe a bit too much of a reliance on you can have that spurt at the end like you did the other night against Washington, and your guys kind of just thinking it'll be there when it needs to be?
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about in terms of the care factor. We finally started caring with 6 minutes left when we were threatened, and we immediately cut it to 3 because we cared. But the right team won. Karma was in the right place tonight. They hit Tobias hit a huge 3 at the top of the circle that – he deserved that. They deserved that. They outplayed us. They out-hustled us. So, we didn't deserve to win that game just by showing up in the last 6 minutes. So the right thing happened.
Hey, Coach, over here. 2 points for Draymond tonight on 4 shots, 4 points for Andre on 4 shots. Can you talk about how important it is for them to play on both ends of the floor for your death lineup to really get going?
We don't need either one of them to score a point. To play well. Both of them are tremendous basketball players because of their defensive IQ, because of their versatility offensively. If they score, great. But if not, who cares? We shoot 57% in a home game and out-rebound our opponent and lose by 8. It's all turnovers. That's all.
Steve, what were your thoughts on Nick Young's play tonight? Looks like, especially defensively, he's kind of a step behind most guys.
Yeah,
on the team.
You know what? It's hard to go to a new team and not get consistent minutes, and all of a sudden you're looking around and you're trying to figure out what's going on, and then the next game maybe you don't play. So Nick's in a tough spot right now. I'm trying to give him some minutes and help him get comfortable, but it's a tough go for him right now, but he's just got to stay with it, and it'll happen for him.
And it's a quick turnaround as now the Warriors head to Los Angeles for game on Monday night at Staples Center against the Clippers. At Oracle Arena, I'm Lawrence Scott.